Track 5. Next, we have Talk of the County. Life lessons in science stories. A Norfolk-born geneticist helped discover how life itself works. Being in the same room was a privilege, says Rowan Mantell.
What is life? It's a big question, but if anyone is going to be able to come up with an answer, then Norfolk-born Nobel winner Paul Nurse is a strong contender. He's written a book called What is Life? And was in Norwich to give a lecture at his old university with the same title. It was also my university, although my career has been a tad less stellar. Sir Paul discovered how cells divide. I once wrote a reasonably well-received essay on Thomas Hardy's use of paths as metaphors. Sir Paul was introduced as having more than 70 degrees and honorary degrees from universities across the world. I stuck with the one. As I filed into the packed Lecture Theatre 1 at the University of East Anglia, I wondered when I had last been there. Was it to listen to a lecture on Russian formalism? No, me neither. Or the modern rightists of the 1930s? It was definitely not to find out about anything as fundamental as the definition of life itself. I might have been able to argue, without convincing a soul, that all life is in literature, but I not only knew little about biology, but more pertinently, did not think I wanted to know anything about it. If I'd been more open-minded, I might have discovered some of the cutting-edge science taking place all around me. Sir Paul had long moved on to a glittering international career, including discovering how cells divide and developing treatments and cures for cancer, but there were still lectures on biochemistry and genetics at UEA. To be fair, they probably would not have been quite as engaging as this one, given by an academic with a gift for communicating complex ideas so simply that even I felt that I could understand them. He began with a butterfly and how, as a child, he had wondered what had linked him with this other, very different life. He went on to link us all the way back to a single cell. He touched on the possibility of alien life, swerved religion, and an internationally renowned geneticist gave just a hint of his own intriguing genetic story, uncovered in his 50s when he discovered that he had been brought up by his grandparents and the woman he had known as his much-loved older sister was actually his biological mother. I have to admit that my own butterfly mind, preset to stories, settled on the life story rather than the life itself aspect of the evening, but I did manage to pick up the point that the definition of life includes the transmission of knowledge via the codes passed on in genes. So, stories are told in DNA as well as in novels, with plots even more gripping than the latest thriller or the greatest classic. This lecture was particularly aimed at sixth formers and must have inspired some to set off on a path towards a career in cell biology, curing cancer and understanding existence itself. Quite a lot to take away from an hour and a half in a concrete box lecture hall on a winter's evening. Talking of boxes, Sir Paul took his book and lecture title from the 1944 book What is Life? By Austrian physicist Erwin Schrödinger. Until now, all I had known about Schrödinger was his cat-in-a-box thought experiment. Before the box is open, potential is everything. And afterwards too, if every lecture was like this.